Well, a little girl said to her mother, "Mom, I figured out what the Bible is. I figured out what the Bible means." And the mother says, "What do you mean by that?" And the daughter said, "Bible is spelled B-I-B-L-E. And I think it stands for basic information before leaving Earth." And really, isn't that what the Bible is? It's basic information that we need before leaving this earth. So what is that basic information Jesus tells us today in John chapter 15? It is, Christ is the vine and we are the branches. And if we want to get to heaven, if we want to bear fruit, if we want to grow in holiness and virtue, we have to be close to Christ. We have to remain in him and abide with him. Take a look at today's gospel, a very beautiful image Jesus gives us today. Remember last Sunday he said that he is the good shepherd, we are his flock, we are his sheep. Today he says he is the vine and we are the branches. And he says to the disciples, "I am the true vine." Now this is important because the vineyard of God was an image for Israel. And Israel always used that as its national symbol. On ancient coins from the time of the Maccabees, there were vines on the coins to show that Israel was, the symbol was the vineyard of God, that God planted the vineyard, he cared for it. If you have seen pictures of the ancient temple of Jerusalem that was destroyed in 70 AD, if you've seen drawings or paintings, it was an amazing white marble structure. But over the main portico were an image of the vineyard, the vines, emblazed in gold. And again, it was a symbol of Israel, the vine, the vineyard of God. But now Jesus says that he is himself the true vine. And the Father is the vine grower. And he says, we are his branches. And that if a branch does not bear fruit, if it breaks off of the vine, it begins to die. And so it's good for nothing but to be thrown out into the fire and burned. But notice it says, but even the good branches have to be pruned. And that's an important point. That have you ever felt that you're being pruned by God in times of suffering? You know, that's what pruning is. Growing up in Philadelphia, even though we had pretty small backyards in the suburbs of Philly, most of us had gardens, and my job was to take care of the garden from age 8 until I went off to college at 18. That's what I loved to do, to grow. We always had 50 tomato plants, 25 pepper plants. My motto was, don't leave space for the weeds to grow. And we would have rows of carrots and red beets and onions and everything, but we also had grapes. So growing up, I used to take care of the grapevines. And I know what the scriptures mean by pruning. Every spring, you had to go and prune off much of the branches off the vine. Otherwise, you would get all leaves and no fruit. And at harvest time, you don't want a bunch of leaves and no fruit. And so every spring, you'd have to go and clip off so many of these branches so that the nutrition, the nutrients, produce grapes. And it's a kind of pruning. And the first time I did it, I couldn't believe how much we had to cut back those branches in order to be able to have the fruit, the grapes, be produced. Well, whenever we go through sufferings, the way we should look at it is in a positive way, that sufferings are God's pruning, that God is pruning us from things that are distracting us from growing in holiness. And when you have sufferings, make sure you have the right attitude and unite your sufferings to Christ and ask, well, why does God want me to go through this suffering, whether it be a physical suffering, spiritual, emotional, relationship, financial? And the answer is to bring greater good out of it, to make you holy, to transform you more and more into the image and likeness of Christ. Why does God allow suffering in our lives? To make us saints. And that's this kind of spiritual pruning that we go through. So whenever you have challenges or difficulties or sufferings, have a positive attitude about it. Say, God is allowing this in my life to prune me, to help us to grow in holiness and to grow in virtue. And notice he prunes the good branches so that they actually bear more fruit. The Lord goes on to say, remain in me as I remain in you. And if a branch breaks off the vine, it can no longer bear fruit. But if we remain close to Christ and remain on the vine, it says we will bear much fruit. You know, in this area, Loudoun County is a very interesting area because of the microclimate. It's very good for growing grapes. And some people have called this area the Napa Valley of Virginia. If you go within our parish, 20 miles around, you'll find like 30 vineyards in this area. It's a very interesting area. And you drive north or west or south, not so much east towards DC, but if you drive anywhere else, you'll see dozens and dozens of vineyards that are producing beautiful grapes. And when you drive to the vineyards, you'll see how they make the wine and how they produce it. And again, they would not have any grapes unless they did the pruning every spring in order to produce the grapes that it has. So remember that in times of difficulty. So then the gospel concludes by saying, continue to remain in me and you will bear much fruit, because without Christ, it says we can do nothing. We can do nothing spiritual good without the grace of Christ. So he is the vine, we are the branches, and the sap, the nutrition that runs from the vine into us is God's grace. And what are the ways in which we remain close to Christ? Three ways. Always remember these three things: prayer, the sacraments, and the commandments. Those are the three ways that we remain connected to Christ and part of the vine. Prayer is intimacy with God. It's praying, it's getting to know God, and the prayer that we need to keep us close to God is vital. It is what links us to God, our prayer life. And then the sacraments. We get grafted onto the vine when we're baptized. Every time we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, it strengthens our connection to Christ. It helps us to grow in holiness. It gives us that grace that we need. If we, God forbid, commit a mortal sin and we break off of Christ, well, we go to confession and we get grafted back on to the vine. And then we can begin again to grow in holiness and to bear much fruit. So prayer, the sacraments, and the commandments. If we follow God's commandments with his grace, we remain close to the Lord and live in sanctifying grace and friendship with God by following the commandments. So remember those three things: prayer, the sacraments, and the commandments are the way in which we, as the branches, remain connected to Christ, remain in Christ, joined to him, so that we can bear much fruit, which is holiness and virtue, works of goodness, works of charity, and to help others and help them save their soul. So this is the basic information that the Lord gives us today. The basic information we need today is that Christ is the vine, we are the branches, we have to remain in him, and we can do this through prayer, the sacraments, and keeping his commandments.